Hi, I'm Smita Sanjeev. Welcome to Inside Atkins, the podcast where we track down exceptional people from Inside Atkins, Faithful in Gold, and SNC-Lavalin. It's Black History Month, and we're welcoming Dr. Naira Chamberlain, Principal Consultant at Atkins and President of the Institute of Mathematics and its Applications. Naira, hello, and thank you for making time to talk to us.
Hey, Smita. It's great to be here. And thank you for inviting me on this podcast.
Thank you. Fabulous. Dr. Naira, you have, of course, two mathematical doctorates and really almost too many accolades to name, I think. You were identified by PowerList as one of 2020's top 100 most influential Black people in the UK. Inclusive Board has you in the UK's top 100 most influential BAME leaders in the tech sector. You've received an honorary doctorate in science from Greenwich University. You're also listed by the Science Council as one of the UK's top 100 scientists. In 2015, you joined the distinguished ranks of mathematicians in the biographical reference book, Who's Who. You're a visiting fellow of Loughborough University Mathematical Sciences Department and one of the few British mathematicians to feature in the Encyclopedia of Mathematics and Society. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And there's a few more, which I won't even go on to, but that's you're right.
Oh, I thought I got them all. So, Naira, please start by telling our listeners what you do at Atkins.
Okay. I belong to the part of Atkins which is called AD&T, which stands for Aerospace, Defence and Security and Technology. And I'm part of the Business Modelling and Analytics team. And what I do is write mathematical models that solve complex engineering problems in those fields.
Oh, fabulous. And what kind of projects does that include?
My projects can be quite diverse. I mean, from one end, you could come up with, let's say, cost modeling for assets to know what its through life cost. Or sometimes I'm doing, doing some trading analysis between different assets. And on the other spectrum of modeling, I'm deals with AI, which develop algorithms to see how we can apply machine learning to engineering and its applications. And also, I'd write mathematical modeling to do optimization.
Oh, wow. And for the non-technical folk among us, can you give us maybe an example of what that might look like?
Oh, okay. I can tell you about a project that's very much ongoing, and it's been a favourite at Atkins so far. What I have been doing is I've been working with quite a number of subject matter experts who are very much do things business as usual, which is okay. But there's also a community of people who are aspiring to do, let's say, AI, data science, and machine learning. Now, this project is what I do is I work with a number of junior consultants who approach me by saying, let's get these two communities together. So I put them on a project that has to do with the health of a project. I've written a machine learning algorithm that finds the hidden patterns in n-dimensional space, taking into consideration these and hard factors of projects, and we can make prediction on how a project will hit certain objectives and flag up risk factors.
That's a really pretty exciting way to see into the future. Now let's dive into the issues around Black History Month. Where are the Black mathematicians, engineers, and scientists?
Wow, that's the key thing is they're all around. But if you go around social media and type in mathematician, engineers, and scientists, and you click on Google Images, the faces that you'll probably will see will not be Black. Yeah, and that's very much a shame. But there have been Black mathematicians around for a long time. It's just been they've been mostly hidden. They've been coming much more prominent these days.
Okay, I've heard you saying that it's the age of mathematics. So do you think because mathematics and mathematicians are getting more exposure, that Black mathematicians will also get more exposure?
Yeah, you would hope that. But one of the events I'm organising for the end of October is a two-day virtual conference called The Black Heroes of Mathematics. And this is with the Institute of Mathematics and Its Applications, the London Mathematical Society, the British Society for the History of Mathematics, as well as the International Centre for Mathematical Sciences, have all asked me to chair this event. And we'll be showcasing Black mathematicians from all around the world, from the technical to their testimony stories. And we feature underrepresented groups, because truly, mathematics is for everyone.
Oh, I love that. Mathematics is for everyone. So what does Black History Month mean to you?
Black History Month means to me, well, truly, talent is uniformly distributed, but opportunity isn't. What we want is everybody to strive towards equality, diversity, and inclusion, so that opportunity becomes uniform for everyone. I was watching a program the other day, and it was about black people in classical music. And I was thinking, wait a minute, I didn't know that black people did classical music. And I just discovered this, you know, black composers from the 18th century, thinking, what's going on here? So Black History Month is to highlight black contribution, because black people have contributed to every single field out there. They just haven't been recognized.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd like to delve more into racial stereotypes and exclusion. The New York Times once asked, why does racial exclusion in mathematics matter most of all? What's your perspective?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think mathematics is very much a frozen mechanical subject. It's like, say, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and that is it. But mathematics is much more. It's actually a very creative, evolving, living subject. And also, we're moving on, mathematics is becoming a much more diverse subject. And because it's becoming much more complex and much more diverse, that means the mathematics community needs more diverse people to come up with different ideas to solve these unique problems. Now, if you have just one group in mathematics, the problem is that they will all think the same and they'll approach the problem in the same way. And they will come to the conclusion, you cannot solve this problem. And so even if you consider problems such as COVID or climate change or the energy crisis, to help them and other problems, our mathematical community has to become better. That's the way it can make it better and much stronger, if through diversity. And that's why it's important.
Absolutely. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about your career story and your, you know, doing your PhD while working full time?
I went off and, did a mathematics degree. Then I did an MSc in industrial mathematical modeling at Loughborough University. And, I made the decision I would well like to go out into industry. So I worked for an automotive research and development center, and I worked in France, I worked in Germany, worked in the Netherlands, worked in Israel. And then I worked for an automotive company doing creating mathematical models for their aircraft engines. And then I went on to do some consultancy. And while I was doing this consultancy, I decided to do a PhD. A PhD was something that I always wanted to do, but I never regarded myself as good enough. And it was quite challenging because I was a mature student. I would have been in my mid-30s when I started it. And I was also doing this part-time while working full-time. So that was, let's say, a challenge. But, I was very, very pleased, when I got to the end and got the PhD and got that title where you've added significant knowledge to the field of mathematics. And that's the greatest thing I've done in mathematics so far.
Wow, amazing. And how do you think we can push beyond stereotypes and lack of role models for young BAME talent?
It's just a case of getting the message out there and just saying that to those in the underrepresented group and to everybody else, guess what? There is no glass ceiling. Sometimes people will look at you and intentionally or unintentionally try to put a glass ceiling over your head. They say, this is as far as you can go. This is our expectation of you. We don't think you can do this. Well, I'm thinking at the end of the day, how do they know what your future might be? If you have something, you're passionate about it, go for it. Go for it. Yes, there'll be times when you'll fall down, but guess what? Failure is not when you're down. Failure is when you remain down. And when you get up and learn and you carry on, you keep on moving forward. If I go in an environment and I don't see black mathematicians, then that does not inspire my vision. But for me, I remember watching a film called In the Heat of the Night, and what you had was a black detective. Now, he was using all this logic to solve his investigations, and that inspired me to go on to great things. So what is important is role modeling is important. Storytelling is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree as well. And I believe you're very active yourself in encouraging the next generation.
Yes, I mean, I enjoy getting out there and giving talks to young people. You know, one of the charities I support is Target Oxbridge. Each year I put on a 2-day mathematical masterclass for students of African and Caribbean diaspora to help them apply to Oxford and Cambridge universities.
Amazing. And now what about Atkins? What do you think the organization is getting right?
I have to say, I've worked for a number of organizations in my career, and I have to say, out of all of these organizations, when it comes to the BAME network, Atkins is the strongest one I've ever seen. In comparison to other companies, we have a really strong leader, and Atkins has provided an environment where our BAME network can grow and challenge and thrive. I don't take these things for granted because I've worked in places where you will not even have a BAME network. So I have to give credit where credit is due. Are there challenges? Yes. Are things perfect? No. But can we make things better? Yes.
And what are some of the hard conversations you're having around equality, diversity, and inclusion?
In terms of Atkins, we have these conversations and recognize that these conversations are going to be challenging, but, you know, they are unavoidable. When I speak to the leadership, I do say to them, do you know what's the quickest way to kill diversity is? It's when you look at somebody and say, you remind me of myself and when I was younger. And as long as we hear that type of statement, we will never see BAME in people in senior leadership. As soon as you make that statement, that's where all the investment and encouragement is going to go. And you have to ask yourself, how diverse is a group of people when they all look like you? And so that's the questions I ask.
Yes, that's a really interesting take on it. I've never thought of it that way. So let's get back to you now. Tell us about your role as president of the IMA and your vision to build a powerful mathematical identity.
The Institute of Mathematics and its Application is a professional learned society, you know, and it's been around since 1964. Now, the first president of the IMA was Sir James Lighthill. He was a mathematician behind the design of Concord, you know. And we've had one president who was the head of the Met Office, another one that was involved in Second World War, hunting down enemy submarines. Another president was involved in designing the Thames Barrier Flood Protection Scheme. Another was the advisor to the government. And another name was Philip, who is, you know, the Duke of Edinburgh, you know, the husband of the Queen. So, but, you know, as for me, I'm the first Black president of the IMA. And with my parents coming from Jamaica and being part of the Windrush generation, I'm very proud to become president of the IMA. The president of the IMA is a very respectable and honorable position, and I'm following the footsteps of those great presidents of the past. Now, because of COVID, we couldn't go down to the Royal Society for the ceremony of the presidential address. But I made a decision not to wait. Let's do this online. Let's adapt and do this online. Now, my theme was called Building a Powerful Mathematical Identity. But we see that our field is very much getting smaller and smaller. We have people leaving and becoming engineers, statisticians, computer scientists. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. You know, if you want to be an engineer, fair enough. But if you want to become an engineer, then become a mathematical engineer. If you want to become a data scientist, then become a mathematical data scientist. If you want to be a computer scientist, be a mathematical computer scientist, and realize that we can be proud of who we are and what we can do. When it comes to the world crisis, who do they turn to? They turn to mathematicians. We are the world leading problem solvers. We can say, guess what? Mathematics is indisputably the greatest subject in the whole wide world.
I can just feel your passion just coming right through. And that's amazing. I absolutely love that. So who is your favorite Black mathematician of all time?
Well, I mean, the obvious one that most people will always say is, you know, is Katherine Johnson, the mathematician that was portrayed in the film Hidden Figures. You know, she worked for NASA and came up with the mathematics that helped John Glenn to orbit around the Earth. Yeah, but that is good. But one who gets me is David Blackwell. Now, he got his PhD when he was 19, and he went into the field of mathematical statistics, operational research. Now, if someone says, name a theorem done by a Black mathematician, I'd say the Rouhau-Blackwell theorem, which is a way of estimating parameters in a statistical distribution. If you open up any book on Bayesian theory, his name will be there, but it doesn't jump out as that this gentleman is actually an African and American. Now, we can learn from Blackwell than just mathematics. There'll be times when he had to go into conferences but wasn't allowed to stay in the same hotel because of segregation. The dignity he showed and the way he kept on moving forward was a testament to his character.
Wow, that is incredible. A PhD at 19, I can't imagine. And moving on to great mathematicians of today, tell us a little bit about your mentee who's at Warwick and the mentorship journey.
When you go through IMA, you become a member, a fellow, or a chartered, you know, a chartered mathematician. Yeah. And one of our mathematicians, her name was Dr. Martin Barrens, had, through a career break and a career change, did a MSc PhD and wanted to become a chartered mathematician. So what I did was I helped her decide what she needed to do, encourage her with certain activities. We talked about her career and helped her see how much she could had, which was already relevant to go towards a chartered ship. Now, she went through that and she was successful and, you know, she became a chartered mathematician and she went on to become a fellow. Now, right now, she's the director of Applied Statistics and the Risk Unit at Warwick University. And she's doing very, very well. And I'm extremely proud of her.
I just absolutely love mentorship stories. And what about the fun side of Dr. Naira Chamberlain?
Fun side? Oh, well, I love going on bicycle rides. You know, I'm not one of these Tour de France people, but I do like bicycle rides. Certainly pre-COVID, I like going to the cinema. One time I got invited to take part in the big mass off. I was one of 16 mathematicians from around the world. It was a knockout competition with the public voting on a mathematician that they liked most in the presentation. Now, I made it to the final and I was up against Matt Parker, a famous YouTuber. Mathematical communicator, and my final presentation was a mathematical model of the Black Panther superhero suit and how it actually absorbed energy. And I was fortunate enough I won the competition. So in 2018, I was named the world's most interesting mathematician. And a couple of months later, when I had to do a presentation at Oxford University, you know, they actually introduced me as the world's most interesting mathematician. So that's recognition. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I love that title. And I love the way you kind of approached, you know, something from a film and, you know, something that's been so important to the Black community and used that in your math off. So that's amazing. And I'm glad that this title is stuck. So finally, do you have any words for young BAME people who love STEM and are starting out on their career journeys?
In my talks, I often share how being Black, how I face stereotypes at school and university that discouraged me from becoming a mathematician. And, you know, something that my parents said to me resonates here is that this statement, you don't need anybody's permission to be a great mathematician. Now, that statement speaks to everybody, no matter what you want to do with your career. And it's a motto that I live by. You know, so whoever you are, whether you like it or not, you will hear words of discouragement. But guess what? You don't need anybody's permission to be who you want to be.
Thank you so much for those inspiring words. And for everyone listening, please check out the link on our careers website for the podcast notes for Dr. Chamberlain's incredible career story. You've been Inside Atkins with me, Smita Sanjeev, and my guest today has been Dr. Naira Chamberlain. It's been great having you.
Thank you very much indeed. It's been great talking to you.